Let's kick off with some music from the Honey Dewdrops, their CD Tangled Country. Same old, right here on KDNK.
Every morning, same old sun comes up. Same old coffee cup. Same old shoes on my feet. Same old mirror, see. Same old songs, static on the radio. I sing along, but I'm tired of how they go. Down the same road to work every day. I'm getting lost. Same old house, same old stuff. I don't know how to clean it up. I'm ready to quit. I want to sell the house. Hit the road till the road runs out.
Dewdrops from their 2015 CD, Tangled Country, a tune called Same Old. And boy, I hate to say it, but it's not the same old, even though, I mean, I want to say it. That's what we want to say, isn't it? It's not the same old. But the Honey Dewdrops are back in Carbondale for another visit to Steve's Guitars. So please welcome Laura Wortman.
Hi. Hello. Good to be here.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. And Kagi Parrish is here too. Hi, Kagi.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. So I see on your Facebook page that you were just in the Fayetteville Roots Festival. That sounds like a great festival. Tell me a little about that one.
Yeah, it's a festival that's been running the last 8 years, and that was our fourth time playing it. And they've had people from Guy Clark to John Prine, Iris DeMent, Lucinda Williams. This year was Iron and Wine, and then like Elephant Revival, which I know is a Colorado band.
Yeah. Their set was super cool this year. They were playing with the symphony orchestra. They had like select pieces of the symphony with them on stage doing their songs added like strings and horns and stuff. It was super cool.
That seems to be a thing with roots groups to play with symphonies. I know that Gregory Alan Isakoff, for instance, played with the Colorado Symphony at Red Rocks.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's a great record. We've heard that one recently, and what an awesome collaboration between the two of them. Just excellent stuff.
Yeah, it was a great festival. So we got to play a lot of music too, as well as see a lot of great music.
As well as spend a little time in front of some students, which is pretty cool. Oh, yeah. Did that invigorate you guys a little bit?
Yeah, totally. So we had this opportunity to do a songwriting class at Fayetteville High School. This is in Arkansas. And we were visiting a creative writing class and talked about songwriting as a craft and what we do for a living. We've been touring full time as the Honey Dew Drops for 10 years. So the students were really curious about that. Some of them wannabe musicians too, asking us how we make it work.
Yeah, it was great hanging out with younger folks and answering some questions. I always learn a lot doing those kind of things.
Nice.
Great to like talk about what we do, but also get questions that, you know, I would never have thought of.
Like,
it makes you like stretch your mind and
share one that falls in that category.
I'm trying to remember what somebody wanted to know the other day. I think it just had to do with like, how do you make the decision to make your life around being an artist, which is a huge question. But I think a great one posed by, you know, a high school age kid who's like probably got a bunch of different interests and could go in any one way over the course of their life. But to try to like focus in on like, yeah, I think I'm a writer. I think I want to do something with writing, and maybe it's songs. Uh-huh. And try to talk to them about like, you know, what direction they're heading and talk about what direction I've headed through my life. It's just been great to check that out and kind of like tap into who I was back then compared to who I am right now. Surprisingly, isn't all that different.
Well, you know, that good on you.
Yeah.
Well, how did that process work for the two of you? How did you come together? How did you decide that you wanted to do this?
We used to be teachers back in Virginia, where we lived at the time. We now live in Baltimore, Maryland. But we had this lucky break to play on a Prairie Home Companion for a talent contest. And the reception from that performance got us thinking about making a record. And we had been playing songs as a hobby together since we met in college and hadn't really decided to take that as a career path. But we took a year. We made an album that you have in front of you, that very first one, If the Sun Will Shine. And then we hit the road. We just took a break from teaching and gave ourselves 3 years to do it and, you know, set up a couple parameters. And then we've been doing it ever since. That was in 2009 when we left those jobs. So, grateful to have this as a career right now.
So almost 10 years then.
Mm-hmm. Almost 10 years.
How about that? Does it feel like the right decision?
So far it really has.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, we wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot. It's not the easiest way of living, that's for sure.
Uh-huh.
You kind of have to like riding all over the country in a car, late nights and early mornings. And we just love it.
But then you land in places that really resonate with what you do. And I think Carbondale falls in that category for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, Carbondale was one of the first towns we hit as we were touring. And it felt like we just got scooped up by the community. We played Steve's Guitars, where we're going to play tomorrow night. And we made friends with a couple that live here in town. And their kids at the time were 2 and 3. And 2 or 3, I can't remember how old they were, but we've been coming back every year and playing Steve's and then hiking in these mountains and sitting in some hot springs and getting a lot of outdoors time and definitely harvesting some good ideas for new songs too every time we come back through here. So yeah, it's just Carbondale. It's a good place to be.
Well, I was looking at your tour schedule And you did it so that you had a few days here in Carbondale. Is that the way you like to do it everywhere, or is Carbondale just an exception?
There are some places where we try to build in a few days around it, and Carbondale is definitely one. You know, like coming from the East Coast, it's just so outstanding to come through the Rockies and get to like hang out and actually get into those mountains, get out of the car and into the mountains.
Yeah.
So we try to build at least a couple days in where we can do that. Huh. You know, getting out of the car is an important thing. So yeah, just feeling super lucky to be here right now, and we've got outside yesterday and probably going to do it again this afternoon, even with this smokiness
all the
going
smoke
on.
Mm. yeah Do you book your own shows? Do you have a booker that works for you? How does that work for you?
Yeah, we've got a booking agent we've been working with the last couple of years.
That takes a big burden off you.
It does. Yeah, it's been really nice.
Yeah, well, you both have your guitars. I'd love to hear a tune or two.
Yeah, let's play some.
Yay.
How about we'll start off with one called Lowlands.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Lowlands lay a long way down through tangled country on foreign ground. You're caught off guard when the road runs out. Your tank was full, but it's empty now. And you broke down, you broke down in a sad town. You ain't got nowhere now. Lowlands hold you with their heavy hands, make you sing the songs of the damned, lay you by a river of tears where you hear the thoughts you don't want to hear. When you broke down, you broke down in a sad town. You ain't got nowhere now. Lowlands lay quiet and still. You sleep all day, but your ass don't fill. Face won't laugh, your mouth won't smile. Your eyes are full of empty miles. When you broke down, you broke down in a sad town. You ain't got nowhere near. Way down in the long now, you don't know how to get out now. No, lowlands lay half back and beyond. You feel so far from where you belong. The sorrow there is raw and real. Beg for mercy, you begged to heal. When you broke down in a sad town. You ain't got nowhere near. Oh, you broke down in a sad town. You ain't got nowhere near.
That's the Honey Dewdrops playing live here at KDNK and playing tomorrow night at Steve's Guitars. Tight harmonies. Does that come natural or did you have to practice that?
Practice, practice, practice.
Is that what it was?
One of us needs a lot of practice.
No, it was kind of a happy accident. when we were in college and we started playing together, Keggy was playing lead guitar like he does now. I was singing and playing rhythm guitar, and we got to play in this Neil Young tune, Unknown Legend, and he just started singing a harmony on the chorus out of nowhere. And I was like, whoa, what did you just do? I think we just filled a void that we didn't know was even there. And then since then, it's been a lot of work and practice to get it tighter and better and better. There's always room to grow, right?
There's always room to grow.
Is there room to discover more in that process?
I think so. I mean, I think there's always, there's an infinite number of variations you can try on any given tune or song. So it's fun to just mess around with it. And even with songs that we've been doing for many years, it's fun to go back and like see how we can rearrange them and see what kind of possibilities are there that we might not have been able to hear before, but we can get into now. So it's a constantly evolving kind of thing. It's fun to like keep things fresh that way.
Well, I don't know if it was Guy Clark or if it was Robert Earl Keane, but one of them said, you know it's a good song when you still like it after you've played it 50,000 times.
Yeah. And yeah, that's one of the trials for sure. I mean, we ride around all year playing music all over the country, and you got to like the song. So you definitely want to write a song that you can chew on for a while.
I'd love to hear another tune.
Cool.
Yeah, sure. You want to do Loneliest Songs?
Let's do it.
Okay. Luke, you were asking us about this tune earlier.
You know, that's the one that jumped out at me this time when I was reacquainting myself with Tangled Country. There's just so many good lines, but we'll talk about that. I don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
The Honey Dew Drops live at KDNK.
Every song is sad and everybody's blue. You're the same as me, I'm the same as you. We're lonely, lonely, lonely. Lay down your thoughts and close your eyes. Down your thoughts and close your eyes. If you feel the night, then feel the night. Lightly this lightly.
Loneliest song. Wow, that's beautiful. Some really beautiful lines in there. Lay down your thoughts and close your eyes. That's a lullaby right there. That's
it's really something. It's like a lullaby.
Yeah.
There's something about like the sad songs. Something about that stuff that there's a comfort to them.
Yeah.
We've been saying sad songs make you feel better, but I really think that's true. There's something about it that gets inside of me that makes everything okay.
That's the power of the blues.
There you go.
Isn't
it? Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, and you talked about the blues. What was it you said? Something about the sound of the blues, stepping closer to the truth.
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
That's gorgeous.
Thank
you. Is really gorgeous. Did you know right away that that was a great song?
I knew that it was this was a song that came pretty quickly for me. I think this was one that I started, and just a pretty simple kind of arrangement with the guitar, and the lines just kept coming. They seemed to make sense and kept coming one after the other. And it's always nice when that happens. It doesn't happen to me all that often,
uh-huh.
but that one came out pretty quick. And
it did.
I liked it from the beginning, so it's a good feeling when it happens like that.
When I hear an artist say that, Kagi, I think that those are the good ones, the ones that come out unfettered and unhindered.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard a lot of songwriters talk about it in terms of like, it's almost like it's being transmitted through you. Like you're not thinking about it. It's not almost not your own, really. It's like something that's coming from some mysterious place, and you're just kind of writing it down. And that was the experience for me with that one.
You're a channel.
Yeah, exactly.
Another song that falls in that category you write about on your Facebook page, and that's Mary Gaucher's best song.
Oh yeah.
Mercy Now.
Oh yeah, that is that's the stuff right there.
Isn't it though?
That's the greatest.
I mean, just even thinking about that song gives me goosebumps.
I know. Too.
And when I read your pain on Facebook to that, I want to read a little bit about that,
sure.
If I may. You talk about meeting her 3 or 4 years ago at Fayetteville,
mm-hmm.
and you talk about her set. You watched her set, and you say, Mary's set that night at Fayetteville Roots remains one of my favorite musical moments. She lit up the theater with the best glow. I'm talking about the pleasure of being given what you didn't know you needed. The kind that gets under your skin and fills your heart with meticulously prepared, perfectly seasoned soul food. Wow, there was an exchange. Mary was full and glowing, and so was everyone else in the room. And then you talk about, I wonder if from Mary's point of view, it flowed the other way, like the audience was glowing and Mary received it. I often feel that way. For me, the best shows, oh shoot, I can't read it. You see that? Anyway, great sentiments. Is that something that you aspire to every time you step on stage? Or do you expect to find it, or... Tell me more about that dynamic.
I would say that you go into it with the best intentions in mind. So you want to give, I mean, I know that I want to give 100%, at least 100%. And when you get it back from the folks who are there, it really is a powerful kind of experience. So for me, those are the best shows, when there is that kind of exchange back and forth between the audience and the performer. And when I go to see a show, I really feel like it's the same thing.
Yeah.
The performer can be giving everything, but if it's not sort of coming back to them, it's, you can tell.
How often does that happen?
It happens frequently.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you're doing something right, dude.
Well, I think if you come at it with generosity in mind, if you're trying to be generous with people, I think it usually is it comes back to you. And I don't mean just with music. I think if you're just living in a way that you're like, I want to be generous, I want to be kind and try to give as much as I can of myself to others, then you get that back. I mean, I feel like in my life that's been generally pretty true. You feel like that's been true, Laura?
Absolutely. I remember reading that piece that you just read, and Keggy was just asking my opinion on it. I was like, this is just touching on so much that I have been unable to articulate myself. So I feel really grateful for those words that he put out there, as certainly resonating with me. I guess I'm a biased party, but but yeah, I believe in that generosity, giving that. It does seem to make the world go round in a good way.
Sounds like that's what we need these days.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Absolutely.
Right, more than ever right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I get one more song out of you before you go?
Yeah, sure.
Yay.
We were thinking about doing an older one that we still play, in our sets. It's on a record called These Old Roots, which is not in print anymore. But we still play this song in our set. It's kind of a upbeat, sad song that was also written very quickly. And this is one that we actually played at that high school that we were talking about. And we got the kids singing on the chorus. The teacher suggested that it would be a really good folk moment to get everybody singing along to a song. And we're like, what's an easy song? Okay, this one. It's only got one line that repeats itself in the chorus. And I think we always feel better after we play it, getting back to that sentiment that sad songs do this thing to you, that even though they're sad, it's like it puts you in that place to feel it, you know, to not repress anything. It's like you get to be in that moment feeling something. So even though this is a fictional story about a breakup.
Yeah, so this one is called Nobody in This World.
Nobody in this world to follow me down, Lord, to follow me down. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down. I used to sleep good at night with my good man holding me tight, the only place I ever wanted to be. And one morning his arms let go for no reason that I know, and I fell. Something died inside of me. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down, Lord, to follow me down. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down, Lord, to follow me down. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down. Day and night for weeks on end, a blue bottle for my only friend, good intoxicating company. I got so mean all the time, trying to please my troubled mind. My friends don't come around to see about me. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down, Lord, to follow me down. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down. Nobody in this world to follow me down, Lord, to follow me down. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down. Mm-hmm. too long, 'cause my good man did me wrong. I ain't gonna move and make a sound. Each bottle is gone empty, put me out of this misery. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down, Lord, to follow me down. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down. Lord, follow me down. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down. Lord, follow me down. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down.
Oh, yeah. Honey Dewdrops, live at KDNK. So I know that it took you several years to put together Tangled Country. And it's been several years since we've gotten a new one from the Honey Dewdrops. Is there one in the can? Is there one coming soon?
It's not in the can yet. But
okay.
We're working on getting it in the can. We'll be in the recording studio this fall. And we've got some songs that are finished already and some that are in the works. Looks like it's going to be an album's worth, so...
Nice.
Next year will be a release for us for a new one.
How about that? And before I let you go, I have to ask about the Fred Eaglesmith cover band.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's just mind-blowing that there is such a thing and that it's your project. Fred Eaglesmith, how about that?
Well, you know, you were talking about Mary Gaucher. She led us to Fred Eaglesmith.
Huh.
We'd seen her live a couple times, and she played this song, Cigarette Machine, that really got stuck with Keggy first. And we were like, what is the origin of this song? And we went to Canada for a trip, for a tour, and everybody was talking about this guy, Fred Eaglesmith, who's the one who wrote that song. And we got this record, 6 Volt, that he put out a few years ago, and every song on it is amazing. It's just like... I don't know, we couldn't put it away. We just kept listening to it. And then we met some other Fredheads in Baltimore. And now we have a cover band called The Bottom Rung.
The Bottom Rung. Mm-hmm. Huh. How about that?
Fredheads, man.
Do you play Shoulder to the Plow?
Oh, no. That's not one that I know. We'll
I think it's from Tinderbox, it's called, okay. Or something like that. And then the other one I love from that is Sweet Corn.
Yeah, that's not a record that I know. We'll have to
Ooh,
check it out.
Oh, you got to check that one. Yeah.
That's what I love about Fred. He has so many records.
He's yeah.
been so prolific. It's
yeah.
like you can spend years listening to uh-huh. his records and still not get to all of it.
Yeah. He's sort of Canada's Bob Dylan, isn't he?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's very prolific and
yeah.
kind of wordy, but, you know, in a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Amazing songs. If you haven't heard him, it's worth checking out. It's like really good country kind of music that you're not gonna find it on like mainstream radio or anything like that, but it's really good stuff.
Speaking of mainstream radio, I want to get a testimonial from you guys because we're moving into membership drive next
All
week
right.
and I'm sort of guessing that community radio has been pretty critical to your singer songwriter career. Am I right?
Yeah, definitely. We've appeared on a lot of community radio stations and they're playing our music out there. Yeah, they're foundational.
Playing our music, playing a lot of people's music. Mm-hmm. You know, like what you guys are doing this afternoon, helping us promote our show here tomorrow night. I mean, so often the community radio stations are a hub for whatever music is going on. You know, what's coming to town, what's close by, what new releases are out there that, like I was saying before, you're not going to hear on like big time radio, but you're going to. Maybe that's not even the right word on that. Whatever that certain radio is over
yeah.
there, this is where the good stuff seems to be happening. So.
Did you have that in Virginia when you were growing up?
Definitely,
you did.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. There's a great station. I'm from Charlottesville, Virginia, and there's a station called WTJU Community Radio that I grew up listening to, and we've played on a couple times. So it's nice that circle is still going round.
Huh. Yeah, I grew up in Richmond, Virginia, and our local public radio station was heavy on the classical music, but Saturday nights was, I think it kicked off with like a Prairie Home Companion, Then there was like an acoustic Americana show, then a blues show, then like an indie rock show. And all of those programs had great stuff that you probably wouldn't hear otherwise. Yeah. So it was a big turn on for me for a lot of music.
Huh, how about that? Well, Honey Dew Drops, thank you, Kagi Parrish and Laura Wortman.
Luke, thanks so much for having us.
Chopping in. Yeah, thanks, and Steve's guitar is tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, 8:30. Come on out, Carbondale.
It's going to be a good time.